From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Began. Not everyone in Missouri is happy with the passage of Amendment 4, which bans new sales taxes on services such as lawn care, haircuts, and trips to the dentist. The Missouri Municipal League has expressed concerns that courts could interpret the language in the amendment to ban taxation on things already being taxed. Mizzou Law Professor Richard Rubin says, though, it's unlikely that Missouri's incoming Republican governor or attorney general will challenge Amendment 4.
That would be a politically unpopular decision, obviously, and it would be inconsistent with the core principles of their political party.
Rubin says it's more likely that a Democratic mayor or city council may challenge the new ban on collecting sales taxes for services. Hundreds of people who are illegally jailed in the St. Louis suburb of Jennings, Missouri, are eligible to share in a lawsuit settlement. But with the deadline approaching, most of them have not come forward. Officials with the nonprofit law firm Arch City Defenders and other advocates for minorities and the poor said at a news conference yesterday that only about 400 of the roughly 2,000 eligible people have filed a claim in the settlement. The deadline is November 24th. The St. Louis County Town agreed in July to pay $4.7 million to settle the lawsuit on behalf of people who were jailed over a five-year period. Most of them were poor and black, and they were often jailed for failing to pay a fine or court cost for minor traffic offenses. Missouri Governor-elect Eric Greitens is pledging to enact sweeping ethics changes in Jefferson City. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, some Republican lawmakers are optimistic the new governor can break a legislative logjam.
Greitens wants to ban lobbyists from providing elected officials with free meals, travel, and entertainment. He also wants to extend a waiting period before legislators can become lobbyists. These proposals haven't been able to pass the Missouri General Assembly, but Senator-elect Caleb Rowden of Columbia says Greitens' win could give these ideas increased momentum.
The nature of this campaign, you know, being an outsider year, I think he said what a lot of people were feeling. And, you know, me being the guy that's pushed ethics reform for now two going on 3 years, I think some of the things that he said are not completely inaccurate.
Greitens has also pushed for term limits for statewide officials, a proposal that would likely require a statewide vote.
A transgender soldier serving 35 years at Fort Leavenworth Prison for leaking classified information to WikiLeaks is asking President Barack Obama to commute her sentence to the 6.5 years she's already served. Chelsea Manning says in her application for commutation that she's, quote, a far different person than she was in 2010 when she identified as a man. A military court convicted Manning of leaking more than 700,000 secret military and State Department documents to WikiLeaks in 2013. She's acknowledged guilt, but says she wanted to raise public awareness about the impact of war on civilians. Her supporters argue the sentence was too harsh for something that caused little more than military embarrassment. I'm Riley Began, KBIA News, Columbia.